This is the Magic Number 9 Hockey Broadcast. I am John Madden. Welcome to the first day of the 2013-2014 NHL full season. 82 games of pleasure, pain, power, and pucks. Oh boy, is it good to be back. Scores for the first day. Toronto defeats Montreal in a brawl-packed throwdown at Bell Center in Montreal. Winnipeg scrambles over the top of Edmonton, and the reigning Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks have to scrap three goals together in the third period to defeat the Washington Capitals with a seemingly born-again Alex Ovechkin. Looks like Ovi's back in shape, but one man does not a team make. And Jonathan Toews, he's got himself a team behind him. Boy, what a team. Already being picked for a return to the Stanley Cup, and hey, with two fewer teams in the West than in the East, a little bit easier. Chicago Blackhawks look fantastic. Sado, Duya, amazing. Contributions all the way around. They're secure, they're confident, they're hoisting the banner for the second time in 5 years. It's good to be a Chicago fan this year, I'll tell you what. Now, whether they're going to put out a streak the beginning of this season like they did last season, I can only say this. First game's done, and they won. Winnipeg-Edmonton, oh my goodness, what a good game. I'm telling you, you can't turn your back on Michael Frolik. The guy was dangerous as hell in Chicago, and he's dangerous as hell in Winnipeg. And with a guy who's got a forecheck as aggressive as Evander Kane on the front, the Peggers look better this year than they have in a long time. They were so close last year, but they have just got to produce, and that's the bottom line. You don't look at a blank screen and say, well, if only, and say, but it's still a good movie. No. They got to make it happen. Toronto-Montreal, the original rivalry, the most heated of possibly of all rivalries in the history of hockey, began with a boom. And the sound of that boom was the sound of George Parros' face hitting the ice as he scrapped for the second time of the evening, dance number two with Colton Orr. It was ugly. It was accidental. It was scary, and it shut the crowd up for about 10 minutes while they eventually pulled him off the ice on a stretcher. Concussion, face split open, blood all over the ice. Yeah. Heck of a first day on the job, George. I hope you get well soon. I like you. And you bring a lot to the game. So, you know, Don Cherry said it. If you fight, you get hurt. It's just the name of the game. And that's a risk they all take. In this case, as Colton Orr and Parros tussled, Orr went down. Parros tried to punch him as he was going backwards. Missed. Orr grabbed his sweater, pulled him down on top of him, and he just went over the top of Orr and face first into the ice. So there's going to be the inevitable hand-wringing and, oh, does fighting belong in hockey and et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? It does. He wasn't hurt in the fight. He was hurt as an accident because of the fight. So you could say, oh, it's all the same thing. But I want to point something out here, and this is important. The first thing Colton Orr did was realize instantly how serious what had happened to George, and immediately jumped up and started waving for trainers. He was obviously scared. He was obviously concerned. I mean, this is a guy, a split second before they've been trying to beat each other up. But that's part of the game. There's an honor at work here. He didn't take an extra shot. These guys were evenly matched. They have a long history of fighting. In fact, back when Parros was with Anaheim, Colton Orr was the one who took the face into the ice, and he missed the entire season. So they have a long history. They should, by civilian standards, they should hate each other's guts and wish all bad things on each other. Well, that's not how it works. That's not hockey. You know? And as far as there not being a place for fighting, you know, maybe if there was fist fights in basketball or football, maybe their fans wouldn't be out shooting each other with guns, stabbing each other in the parking lot. Maybe if they could settle some of those urges on the ice therapeutically in an honorable setting with a clear set of rules and a code in place, maybe they would be a little less violent, because hockey fans don't do that. Doesn't happen. If it happens once, That's once in a billion. It doesn't happen. There's codes. There's honor. These two guys were standing up for their teammates. They got into a scrap. He swung and missed, face first, bam, ice. Both teams' trainers attended to him, and he was taken off, and we wish him all the best. We wish all the best for all the tough guys in the league, for all the hockey players, not just the tough guys. But if you're going to go out there and you got to stand up for your boys, and you got to dust up the knuckles, hey, that is part of the game. As long as you're standing by the code, you're not being a bully. Mr. 6'8" John Scott from Buffalo wants to go and pick on Phil Kessel. Kessel, you shouldn't have been swinging your stick around at him. That being said, Scott, you don't go after a littler guy. You pick a fight with the same size guy. That's the code. Uphold the code. So, a heck of a first game. A heck of a first day in the NHL. Amazing. I gotta say, Andrej Pavelec for Winnipeg looked fantastic. Reimer in goal for Toronto was great. Montreal, you had no discipline. Your play was weak. I guess Pacioretty might be injured now, too, which is a damn shame. That's gonna hurt you. But we're about to start game two, day two. It starts in a matter of hours. And the almighty, beloved Red Wings will be playing the Buffalo Sabres tonight at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Detroit's back in the East, and they are going to be the beast of the East. They haven't seen the likes of us in a long time. 15 years since we were winning Prince of Wales trophies. Well, we're back, and you're in trouble, East. So, Red Wings look good. On paper, they look fantastic. They look pretty good in the preseason. And most of all, everybody on that team is fighting for a spot to stay on the bench. We got an embarrassment of riches because the development pipeline has been yielding delicious, delicious fruit. So, the lines tonight. Zetterberg, Datsyuk, Abdelkader. Franzen, Weiss, Alfredson, Bertuzzi, Anderson, Cleary, Miller, Samuelson, Emerton. DeKeyser is healthy. He'll be playing with Kindle, Cronwall, and Erickson, and Smith, Quincy. And Lashoff and Ouellette are the extras sitting in the back. Looks like Jimmy's going to be in the crease. It's going to be a hell of a game. We're out of here.